keep people in prayer today as well for their illnesses. Anthony was supposed to do the confession of sin, and that was one of the texts I got for him being under the weather this morning. I'd like to read from Isaiah 59, describing the situation in Israel and how the people had to repent because of the hardness of the hearts of the people around them. Beginning in verse 9, it says, "Therefore justice is far from us, and righteousness does not overtake us." Isn't that an interesting phrase? Righteousness does not overtake us. It's a way to describe wickedness. "We hope for light, but behold darkness; for brightness, but we walk in gloom. We grope along the wall like blind men. We grope like those who have no eyes. We stumble at midday as in the twilight. Among those who are vigorous, we are like dead men. All of us growl like bears and moan sadly like doves. We hope for justice, but there is none. For salvation it is far from us. For our transgressions are multiplied before thee, and our sins testify against us, and our transgressions are with us. And we know our iniquities, transgressing and denying the Lord, turning away from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving in and uttering from the heart lying words. And justice is turned back, and righteousness stands far away. For truth has stumbled in the street, and uprightness cannot enter. Yes, truth is lacking, and he who turns aside from evil makes himself a prey." It seems to be a very appropriate description of our day and age. Truth has stumbled in the street. That's quite so. We have turned away from truth as a people, and as a result of that, justice is far away. "The Lord saw, and it was displeasing in his sight that there was no justice." We have to understand that when there is justice lacking, that God stands in judgment against those people. "And he saw that there was no man and was astonished that there was no one to intercede. Then his own arm brought up salvation to him, and his righteousness upheld him." My friends, we are those he has called to intercede. Intercede in the midst of a wicked and adulterous generation. And he will provide us the tools, a breastplate of righteousness, a helmet of salvation. He put on garments of vengeance for clothing, wrapped himself with zeal as a mantle, according to their deeds, so he will repay. "So they will fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. And he will come like a rushing stream, which the wind of the Lord drives. And a redeemer will come to Zion. And to those who turn from transgression in Jacob, declares the Lord. And as for me, this is my covenant with them, says the Lord. My spirit which is upon you, and my words which I have put in your mouth, shall not depart from your mouth, nor from the mouth of your offspring, nor from the mouth of your offspring's offspring, says the Lord, from now and forever." Let's pray. Oh Lord, be merciful to us. We want to be those who intercede for the wickedness around us. Oh Lord, redeem your people. Oh Lord, we confess that we live in the midst of a sinful and adulterous and wicked generation. And Lord, far too often we participate in that wickedness, and we find ourselves straying, both in heart and mind. And so, Lord, this morning we confess our individual and private and personal sins. And we confess our sins as a people, as your people in this nation. Lord, we confess the sins of our nation and how we have become a wicked nation. Oh Lord, bring repentance upon our land. Turn those hearts that have turned away from you toward you. And Lord, restore truth and justice in the land. For the sake of Christ Jesus, our Lord, our Master, and our King, in whose name we pray. Amen.
After we completed our study of the five solas of Reformed soteriology, we've been talking about how the church protects the apostolic teaching and how it identifies heresies and deals with them. And we've talked about the canonization of Scripture, and we've also talked about the creeds, discussed the fact that the creeds were created to affirm orthodox doctrine, often in response to various heresies that arose. Remember, we talked about the Apostles' Creed, which affirmed the incarnation of Christ through the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, that it was an actual physical incarnation. We talked about the Nicene Creed, which affirmed the deity of Christ, that talked of Christ being of the same substance as the Father. And after the Council of Chalcedon, all three members of the Trinity were considered to be completely God, of the same substance. And then we talked last week about the Chalcedonian Creed, which confirmed the full humanity of Christ, that Christ is two natures, with God and man, without confusion, without change, without division, without separation. But some creedal language was developed even earlier, early enough that it was actually recorded in the apostolic teaching. One of those is what the Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Timothy 3:16. If you remember, 2 Timothy 3:16 is the verse that affirms the God-breathed nature of Scripture and the fact that it's sufficient for our needs. But 1 Timothy 3:16 contains one of those early creeds. Can you put that up, Sardis? Sure, it's the same translation, but let me read from my Bible. "And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up in glory." That may have been a fragment of an early hymn. It may have been an early creedal statement, but Paul has recorded it under apostolic inspiration. It affirms the incarnation and the preexistence of Christ, God manifested in the flesh. It affirms the resurrection, justified by the Spirit. It affirms the ascension, seen by angels. It affirms the spread of the gospel, preached among Gentiles and believed on in the world, already that was to be how the gospel was to be spread. And of course, it affirms the exaltation to the right hand of God, and that Christ was received up in glory. So rather than have you read that confession with me, I'm going to ask you to sing it with me. That's our number 326.